Hazard Audio. Recorded live at the Launchpad Studios in Chicago, Sports Appeal.
This is gonna be a home run! I just know it, because I can see into the future!
With your hosts, Steve Gross and Matt Axelrod. Play ball.
Johnny Five here, producer of Sports Appeal. Matt and Steve are off this week, so we've put together a best of, a retrospective of all the finest moments in Sports Appeal. It's right here.
Matt Axelrod and I have been having a disagreement about whether or not a hot dog is a sandwich. I say that absolutely not. There's no way a hot dog is a sandwich. And Matt, you think there's a case to be made that it is?
I certainly wouldn't refer to a hot dog as a sandwich in normal everyday conversation. I wouldn't say, hey, let's go down to the hot dog stand and get a hot dog sandwich. I mean, that would be ridiculous. But by just pure definition, I think there's an argument to be made for it. Because a sandwich is just any kind of filling between bread, and that's what you got with a hot dog.
Technically, the definition of sandwich...
I don't care about the definition of sandwich. A hot dog is not a sandwich. If you put bologna on bread, it becomes a bologna sandwich. The meat in a hot dog is still called a hot dog. If you put it on a bun, it doesn't become a hot dog sandwich. A hot dog is its own thing.
So I was doing some looking online for definitions to back me up, and I came up with one, or I found one that really doesn't help me at all, but I found it funny anyway, so I'm going to read it. UrbanDictionary.com's top definition for sandwich: a food commonly used by men to oppress women.
Oh, God.
Such as, get back in the kitchen and make me a sandwich. And I mean, like, you don't make a hot dog in the kitchen. The man makes it out on a grill.
I'm not touching that one, man. I'm not touching that with a footlong hot dog.
Probably safe. You got a fiance now.
Yeah. I would never tell her to make me a hot dog. Actually, I would. Sports madness.
Let's go. Floyd Mayweather Jr.'s mouth guard. You didn't see this story. Floyd Mayweather Jr. has a custom-made mouthguard that's worth $25,000. It contains diamonds, gold, and actual $100 bills woven into it.
What?
Yeah, and that's what he's going to be wearing during his fight against Pacquiao. So if Pacquiao knocks him out, be sure and try and catch that shit. I know it's gross, but that is an expensive mouthguard.
$25,000 for a mouthguard. I guess if I was fighting Pacquiao, I'd want some good pricey protection, too. But weaving in $100 bills? Are you kidding me?
And diamonds? Yeah, that is the most Floyd Mayweather Jr. thing. He's just so ostentatious with his money. And you almost have to love the guy for it, or hate him, or a little bit of both.
I know he calls his little entourage the money team, so maybe that's something to do with that. I don't know, but it's
well, yeah,
this is
his
ridiculous.
Whole nickname is Floyd Money Mayweather.
Right.
He's all about the money. I mean, that's just his persona, and that's fine.
Our next sports madness story is about the Milwaukee Brewers. They banned high fives amongst the team. And do you know why they did this?
I do know why they did this. They have a pink eye outbreak.
Rampant pink eye.
Ugh, that's gross.
Nobody gets pink eye. Second graders get pink eye.
I mean, at least they're being proactive about it, though. Unlike last year when Sidney Crosby was a game-time decision with his face all swollen with mumps.
Again, who gets mumps? Like, what's happening with these sports teams?
There was a huge mumps outbreak in the NHL last
year. There was, yeah. It's crazy.
The most Gronkowski thing ever.
I know.
I'm not worried about concussions. I was so drunk last night, I don't even know how I got home.
Uh-oh.
Kyle Shanahan wanted to get out of his new contract. He just signed with the Browns last season, wanted out after 1 year, after the shit show that happened to the Browns this year. So he apparently delivered a 32-slide PowerPoint presentation to head coach Mike Pettine to let him out of his contract. And they ended up letting him out.
You know things are bad for your organization when your brand new offensive coordinator comes up with this whole presentation to be like, get me out of here. Here are all the reasons I need to leave, and there are a ton of them.
Peyton Manning, who apparently put his ass and balls and rectum on a female trainer's face while she was examining his foot while he was in college. And this story is essentially come out recently.
Yeah.
He wrote about it in his book, but he said that he just mooned her. She sued him at the time and said, nuh-uh, that's not what happened. She was examining his foot. He, for some reason, pulled down his shorts and put his bare ass and other bits on her face, and they ended up settling out of court. He has since violated that settlement agreement by talking about it on ESPN, so she came after him again, and now this is, like, really coming to light. This is just kind of crazy when you compare it to now. Imagine if social media had been around back then. Would Peyton Manning still have been drafted first overall? Would people be worrying about his off-the-field maturity issues like they are with Jameis Winston?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. My favorite part of this is the quote that the trainer gave. She's describing the incident. She said, it was the gluteus maximus, the rectum, the testicles, and the area in between the testicles. So that gives you an idea of how full of a face she got of Peyton Manning's bits and parts. So I love that part of it. But you're right. You know,
poor girl.
So the Islanders play their home games at Nassau Coliseum, which this is the last season for them at Nassau Coliseum. So after game three of their opening round series against Washington, Islanders fans started stealing seats from the arena. They didn't want to wait to buy them when the arena gets torn down. They're just stealing them as they exited the arena. Problem is, they had another game. They had to play game four there, and now today they have game six there.
So people are actually paying for tickets and getting to their seats to find out there's not one.
Yeah.
The seat's gone.
Their seats were literally stolen away from them.
Tim Duncan, for the first time in his long and illustrious Hall of Fame caliber career, didn't score a single field goal. Now, the Spurs still won. This was against my Bulls, so I can't be too happy about that little moral victory, but that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, who's this Tim Duncan guy? I've never even heard of him. You know, yeah. I could go out there and score zero field goals, and I'll do it for half the price.
What are your top three favorite sports movies?
So we're going to kind of take turns here. We're going to include Johnny Five on this one.
This is going to come out of left field. In fact, no, it's not even going to come out of left field. It's going to come out of the gym locker. This one is Predator. Now, Johnny, what are you talking about? Why Predator?
What?
Why Predator? Because it's only the best sport ever, hunting humans.
Oh, my God.
Aliens come to Earth, and they hunt the hardest prey to hunt, humanity.
Cristiano Ronaldo, the famous soccer player, he has, I guess, a wax figure in a wax museum. He sends his personal hairstylist there once a month to update the wax figure's hair so that it matches his own hair.
I don't even get my hair cut once a month. His wax figure is better trimmed than I am. That's insanity.
It's so cocky, too. Just like, because he does it out of his own pocket. He's paying money to make sure that his wax figure has his hairdo up to date. I love it. It's hilarious.
I think he's just running out of things to do with all of his piles of money. That's what it seems like to me.
Yeah, well, some people have all the problems in the world. This has nothing to do with sports apart from the tenuous connection that I love drinking bourbon when I watch sports. There's going to be a bourbon shortage, and it's coming soon. So good bourbon is aged, and it's usually aged for anywhere upwards of 10 years. So that means 10 years ago, they were having to figure out and predict how much bourbon that we'd be drinking now. And they did not expect the explosion of popularity of bourbon. So now there's not going to be enough bourbon, and it's happening real soon, apparently.
We just felt a duty to our listeners to let them know that this bourbon shortage is coming, because it's a very tragic event. It's a dark day in American history.
So go stock up on bourbon. Or no, don't. Save it all for me.
A report just came out on Business Insider that said the average price for a small draft beer at a Major League Baseball stadium is $5.98. You and I live in Chicago, so that price makes zero sense to us whatsoever.
Yeah, although at Comiskey, which I refuse to call U.S. Cellular Park, it's actually not that expensive. But at Wrigley, which is where I go, they are tied for most expensive with the Boston Red Sox at $7.75 a beer. Although that's for 16 ounces. The Red Sox only give you 12 ounces for $7.75.
Right, so the three most expensive are the Red Sox at 12 ounces, Cubs at 16 ounces, and the Phillies at 21 ounces. Those are all $7.75. But if you live in Cleveland or Phoenix, you can go to an Indians or Diamondbacks game and get a beer for $4.
Yeah, that's a great deal.
That is a great deal.
Diamondbacks, it's a 14-ounce beer, which, you know, they're giving you more than the Red Sox for half the price.
Yeah, and teams that you think would be near the top of this list, like the Yankees, their beers are $6. They're, like, right in the middle of, like, that's pretty much the average right there.
Yeah, and then the L.A. Angels is $4.50 for a 16-ounce beer, which you'd figure in L.A., although granted the team's not really in L.A., you'd think it would be a much more expensive beer just with the reputation that city has.
These beer companies, and actually the vendors probably more so, are making a killing on this because beer is really cheap to make. And you can go to the store and get a six-pack for $6.
You can get an entire keg, which has 100-some beers in it, for like $40 or $50 if you're buying the cheap shit that they're talking about here.
Michael Jordan versus LeBron James. Who's the greatest of all time? The answer is Michael Jordan, obviously.
Duh.
Yeah. But these two roommates in State College, Pennsylvania, apparently started arguing about this, and one of them got so angry that he became violent. He ended up getting arrested, and he was charged with aggravated assault, terroristic threats, and simple assault.
And then apparently later he went to stay with someone else because he obviously wasn't staying with his roommate anymore. And he ended up getting kicked out there too and was charged with criminal trespassing and harassment there.
I hope he was on the Michael Jordan side of the debate, because that's the only reason I can see you getting so angry about this.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a ridiculous story. How can you argue about this? That's what's ridiculous to me about it. Michael Jordan has way more rings and was just a much more dominant player.
Yeah,
and
apparently a couple years ago, there was a stabbing that occurred from this exact same debate, and it was also in Pennsylvania. So, Pennsylvania, settle down. Let's get this on paper right now. Do you have a man crush on Joe Madden?
I've got a man crush on Joe Madden.
Oh my god, I knew it. I knew it.
Who doesn't, though, really?
I don't. Morgantown, West Virginia, which is the city where West Virginia University is, has outlawed patio furniture within city limits. Do you know why they're doing this, Matt?
No, why don't you tell me?
This is good. Because the students at West Virginia have a propensity to burn patio furniture after football and basketball games. And it's becoming a public issue. So the city banned it as like a stopgap to try to prevent forest fires.
Okay, so I just pulled up this story. Over the last 10 years, city manager Jeff Mikorski says, they have had 3,000 street fires because of people just lighting patio furniture on fire.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
That is crazy. That is so West Virginia.
When you think of West Virginia, you just think of crazy hicks running around and lighting stuff on fire. Just kidding. We love the state of West Virginia. It's beautiful. It really is beautiful there. The Mountaineer State.
And we apologize to our West Virginia listener. I'd expect nothing less from Rob Brunk. I'd expect nothing less from Rob Gronkowski.
Say that one more time.
I'd expect nothing less from Rob Gronkowski.
Yo soy fiesta.
Hazard Audio.